Recognition of the highest love.
Someone may ask, isn't a woman's love worth appreciating? Then I would explain to him that love, which increases or decreases, is not true love at all. Her love will increase when you buy her a pair of diamond earrings, but will then decrease if you refuse to buy her a diamond ring. This is not love.
So in the absence of increase or decrease, what is the nature of real love?
Real love does not increase or decrease. In all events and situations, real love remains constant. Here, your love will remain as long as they are doing your work, and it will break when they refuse to do your work. How can you call this love? You will find pure love where there are no selfish motives. And where will you find no selfishness? There is no selfishness where there are no feelings of mine or yours. Where there is gnan, that is knowledge of the real self, there are no feelings of mine or yours. There is always mine and yours where there is no gnan. All of these beliefs are wrong. I am Chandu Bhai is a wrong belief. Then, when we go to his house, we ask, who is this? And he will reply, did you not recognize me? I am this woman's dhani, husband or owner. All these are wrong beliefs. Why do you want to be her owner or husband? What is wrong in saying that she is your companion?
Dada, you just used a very modern word.
Then what? Only then will these arguments stop. When two companions live in one room, they share all the chores. That is how companionship is maintained.
Is there any infatuation or fascination in companionship?
There is attachment in it, but that attachment is not like a fire. You need to recognize the force and the power behind words. The words husband and wife are filled with intense infatuation and attachment. But that attachment becomes weaker when you use the word companion. One man had lost his wife 20 years ago. At that time, a young boy came to me and asked me, shall I make this man cry? I asked him, how are you going to do that? He would not cry at this age. The young man replied, just wait and see how sensitive he is. Then he started to talk to the man. Uncle, what a lady your wife was. What a great personality she had. When he said this, the old man started to cry. What a foolish man. He still cries about his wife at the age of 60. How foolish are these people? People also cry at the movies, don't they? If someone dies in a movie, the people in the audience start crying.
So why can't we get rid of this sense of attachment?
You cannot get rid of it. That which you have created by saying mine, mine, can only be undone by saying not mine, not mine. All the knots you have created will have to be unwound. All this is sheer attachment. There is nothing real in it. There is no life in it. Every person here is nothing but wound up toys. Wherever there is attachment, there is bound to be accusations. That is the nature of attachment. When people accuse each other of doing certain things or behaving a certain way, it is due to attachment. Do people not say such things? They say such things because of attachment. Girls today choose their husbands after close scrutiny, but later get angry with them. Do they not quarrel with their husbands? So then you cannot call that love at all, can you? Love should be unwavering. Whenever you see it, it is the same love. That is where you will find consolation. Here you may have love for her, but if the next day she shouts, then you will think to yourself, to hell with this love, dump it in the sewer. What good is such love when she walks around sulking all the time? What do you think? Human nature is such that wherever there is excessive love, that is love with attachment and expectations, that is conditional love, therein there exists an undercurrent of abhorrence and repulsion. On the way to the movies, a couple starts off in a state of mutual excitement and infatuation. On their way back home, the repulsion starts. They get into a fight. He tells her, You have no sense. And she responds, and what wisdom do you have? In this manner, they both come home talking and arguing. He looks for sense, and she is looking for wisdom. One can only improve with real love. All these people have felt my love and have improved. Love is my real nature, and hence there is no scope for discord. Whenever I say things to people, I speak with nothing but love, and that is why nothing spoils. If I were to speak with even a hint of dislike, it would ruin everything.
Please explain the difference between real love and love associated with attachment.
The love that goes beyond its natural boundary is love of attachment and attraction. What the world calls love is love of this kind. It is a state of temporary attraction that is subject to repulsion. This attraction and so-called love is like the attraction between a magnet and a needle. There is no such thing as love in it. The inner force that draws man and woman together is similar to the attraction between a needle and a magnet. Not being aware of this phenomena, he thinks it is love that is pulling him. Real love exists in the heart of a jnani, the awakened one. Pure love is the absolute self. There is no other definition of the absolute self. That is the only location where final peace and harmony exist. That is the only place where the heart will rest. The heart will be soothed in two ways, through a woman and through a jnani. The woman will make you slip into the worldly life. The jnani will free you from the worldly life, liberating you forever. Love that is free from anger, pride, greed, and attachment. Love that is beyond the sexual genders. Love that remains constant. Love that neither decreases nor increases is called pure love. That is the love of the jnani. This is where the heart rests. I am the embodiment of pure love. If you become intoxicated with this love, you will forget the world. Find this love, feel its intoxication, and your world will run smoothly and harmoniously.
Marriage is a promissory note.
In 1943, Hirabha lost one of her eyes to glaucoma. In the process of trying to correct this condition, her eye was damaged even more. People started thinking, now we have a new groom. Let's get him married again. At that time, there were many prospective brides. The attitude of the parents at the time was that it did not matter what the groom was like. Their daughters must get married. In the year 1944, I was 36 years old. A Patel from Bhadran, that is Dada's town, approached me one day in regards to his wife's brother's daughter. When I asked him why he had come to me, he said, "You have just had a mishap. First of all, Hirabha has lost her eye, and on top of that, you do not have any children." I told him, "I don't have any children, but neither do I have any estate in terms of wealth. All I have is a small piece of land and a roof over my head. I had no estate for posterity, but why are you asking me all this?" The day I married Hirabha, I had made a promise to her. So what if she has lost her eye? What can be done now? Even if she lost both her eyes, I would hold her hand and guide her.
We both came to know each other better after we got married, and now we feel that we made an error of judgment in choosing each other. We are incompatible with each other. What should we do to become compatible with each other so that we can be happy?
Everything you have said so far is false. First, you said that you got to know each other better after marriage. However, this is not true. You have not understood anything. If you understood each other, there would be no problems. I stop all disputes in my marriage after getting rid of my interfering intellect. Only then was I able to really know my wife. When did I come to understand Hirabha? When I was 60 years old. I got married at the age of 15. So for 45 years, I observed closely, and only then did I come to understand what she was like.
So you acquired the understanding after you attained Gnan?
Yes, I came to understand her after I attained Gnan. Otherwise, one will not be able to understand. A person does not have the capacity to understand his wife. A man is not able to understand what he himself is all about, let alone his wife. Therefore, this sentence you uttered, "We understand each other," has no meaning. Neither of you have made a mistake in choosing each other.
Explain to me how I should come to understand. How can one slowly and subtly understand her with love? How can a husband do that for his wife? Explain this.
When can you understand? When you make her your equal. Next, give her space. You only enjoy a game of checkers when both sides have equal rights in taking turns. However, in marriage, where do men give equal rights? I give equal rights.
How do you do this? How can this be done practically?
Even in your mind, you should not regard her as a separate entity. Nor should she feel separate from you. Even when her speech is inappropriate, you should treat her as an equal. In this manner, you will not bring any pressure on her. So try to recognize the other person's prakriti. Then try to find some other ways that can help you. Don't I try different methods to get people to do things? Don't people do as I tell them? They do, and it is not because I have the skills. It is because I use different methods. They do not feel that they are under any pressure. Even if you do not like staying at home, you have to say to her, "I do not like being away from you." Only then will you be able to attain liberation. Now that you have met Dada, you will definitely attain liberation.
Do you say that to Hiraba?
Yes, I say that to Hiraba, even now. Even at my age, I say to Hiraba, "I do not like it when I am away from you." Now she probably would be thinking to herself, "I like it, why does he not like it?" When you speak in this manner, then your home life will be full of harmony. Pour some cream on it, enrich your life with your wife. Otherwise, it will be too dry. Pour in some beautiful feelings. Here, she, that is Hiraba, is sitting as I speak. When she asks me if she is in my thoughts, I tell her, "Yes, very much. All other people come to my mind, so why not you? And really, she is in my thoughts. Our life is ideal." Hiraba will even tell me to come home early. When can one be said to have fulfilled the role of a husband? It is when the wife develops a constant reverence for him. What should a husband be like? He should never let any difficulties befall upon his wife or his children. And what should the wife be like? Such that she never causes problems for him. She should constantly live with this awareness.